This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be talking about the needs and role of worker unions with Dato' Abdul Halim Mansor of the MTUC. We're running a poll on the situation, asking what's the best way to resolve employer-employee disputes. That's happening over on the BFM Twitter account, so do weigh in. But in the meantime, let's talk about Indonesia.
Yes, so really interesting. As we know, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, he made his inaugural visit to Jakarta as head of government last weekend, where he had a one-on-one meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo. I think it was only about 1 hour. Anyway, so the visit kind of like, you know, set tongues wagging here in Malaysia, right? Because we are right now in an MCO, and likewise in Indonesia, they are also under their own lockdown. So with many people questioning the optics and timing of this visit. So in defending the visit, I think Muhyiddin said that the outcome of the meeting could not have been achieved in a virtual discussion, apparently, and he deemed this visit to be very successful.
And controversy aside, one of the key outcomes has been touted from the visit is an agreement in principle to establish a reciprocal green lane arrangement between the two countries. Malaysia and Indonesia also agreed to strengthen cooperation to counter palm oil discrimination.
And so for some analysis on Malaysia-Indonesia bilateral relations, we're speaking this morning with Siwage Dharmanegara, Senior Fellow at the ICES Yusuf Ishak Institute. Good morning, Siwage. Thanks for joining us. So the visit of Tan Sri Muhyiddin caused a bit of furor here in Malaysia over the timing of the visit as cases remain on the rise. How was the visit viewed by Indonesians and how was this framed by the Jokowi government?
Well, thank you for inviting me to this interview. I think the visit is seen as a positive signal about the bilateral relation between the two countries. So for Indonesia, in the media, it is reported that Indonesia and Malaysia currently have a very strong relation. And this visit is actually the first visit of Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. And it shows that how important is Indonesia from a Malaysia point of view. So, yeah, again, the visit itself, given that the current pandemic, maybe people will questioning about why is it really necessary to do the state visit during this time. But in the media, what we've seen so far is that the meeting was conducted by strict health protocol. And yeah, I think that there's no kind of criticism from the media about that breaking of the health protocol.
And overall, what do you make of the relationship between Jokowi and Muhyiddin's administration, taking into account also the sudden manner in which Muhyiddin came to power? Has there been a change in the tenure of relationship from one administration to the next? Has that been, what have been your observations on this?
Yes, for Jokowi, actually, Muhyiddin is no stranger because he was the deputy prime minister during the previous government. So they have a good relation since then. And then given now Muhyiddin is the prime minister, so I think Jokowi would like to also build the good relation, basically use the good relation that they have already have to continue working with Malaysia on specific important issues for the two countries.
The visit helped establish a green lane, travel green lane between Malaysia and Indonesia. However, we are both battling a pandemic. So do you reckon this plan is feasible?
Yes, this is still at the agreement stage. So we still need to wait how it will be implemented. Again, you're right that the current COVID-19 crisis is still unresolved in the two countries. So in terms of implementation, it will take some time to really make it happen. And it all depends on the readiness as well of the Indonesian and Malaysian borders. I think whether the health facilities are able to cope with this kind of increase in travel movement.
Now, another major headline coming out of the visit is the cooperation to counter negative palm oil campaigns. So how are Malaysia and Indonesia presently cooperating on this front? And where is it that their efforts perhaps converge or diverge?
Yeah, I think there is no clear strategy coming up from the visit, the meeting between the two leaders. So again, Malaysia and Indonesia agree that we need to stand together to fight the negative campaign about the palm oil industry, palm oil products in European and Western market. But again, the strategy itself was not being discussed in a concrete way. So I think it will need a further follow-up to make it really concrete strategy. Then maybe the next official will have to continue with a clear strategy how we should deal with this palm oil issue.
Now, not surprisingly, the pandemic has taken up most of the two governments' attention over the last year. If we take a look at a bit of a longer term trajectory here, what are the pain points in the relationship or matters outstanding between the both nations that you expect to come to the fore when we get the pandemic situation under control?
Yeah, I think the key issues between the two countries is always about the migrant workers, either illegal or legal migrant workers from Indonesia that work in Malaysia. And during the visit, actually, Prime Minister Muhyiddin already asked President Jokowi to socialize about the amnesty program that will be given to the illegal migrant workers that currently stay in Malaysia, to if they can return and they can, get kind of a more new access later if they use the legal process to enter Malaysia. So yeah, I think migrant workers issues will continue to be the constraint later if we cannot handle this properly. So I think from the two sides, actually there's already understanding about the importance of this issue. But again, we still need to see how the agreement can come up with a good implementation on the ground, how to reduce the number of illegal workers from Indonesia to Malaysian side, and also from Malaysian side, also how to protect the current migrant workers that work in Malaysia. So I think, yeah, that's one of the big issue, I think.
Yeah, very quickly, about Indonesia's plan to move its capital city to Kalimantan, what are some matters it should discuss with Malaysia? If you could just tell us in 1 minute.
Yeah, I think because that will be located in Kalimantan or Borneo, so it will be closely related to Malaysian borders. And we have the long issues. This is another issue that I forgot about the haze. Yeah, I think that's another issue that can affect the two countries going forward. And if the movement, if the capital project really happened, we really don't know now because of the COVID crisis. And if that really happens, then there will be a big changes in Kalimantan, in that island. And it may affect some of the plantation business as well. We hope that it will change to a better in terms of environmental protection. It will be better. So I think Indonesia will need a cooperation with Malaysia as well in terms of how to handle or manage the palm oil plantation there to basically kind of stay with the strong environmental quality.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Siwage. That was Siwage Dharmanegara, Senior Fellow at the ICES Yusuf Ishak Institute, talking to us about the Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia and some of the issues that have resulted. We're about to head into the 7:30 news bulletin right now, and then up next, taking a look at China's new anti-monopolistic guidelines. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.